Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
Get healthy, stay healthy with nutritional consultant Michael Schwartz. It's time for The Healthy Self.
Do you drink enough water? I know you probably hear that every day, someone asking you about it, or you hear stories you should drink, you know, 8 glasses of water a day. And it's true, you should. I'm going to add only one aspect of it, and then my guest, Dr. Susan Smith-Jones, is going to tell you more. My aspect is simply this. Think distilled water. I am a distilled water advocate. That's the only kind of water we use in the house and have for the last 45 years. But I know Susan will have some other takes on the benefits of water. Good morning, Susan. And could you share with us some of these other benefits that people, why they need to be hydrated and what the dangers are from not getting enough water?
Oh, absolutely. You know, just a slight dehydration in your body changes your whole body chemistry. First of all, it slows down your metabolism. Most people don't want that. You're not as focused in your thinking, and you can see it immediately on your skin. If you're not drinking enough water, you can definitely see it on your skin. And I always say to people that within 3 days of drinking more water, and I'm talking about a good 7 to 8 glasses of purified water daily, you'll see a more glow, a youthful glow in your skin, because lack of moisture in our faces causes wrinkles the way lack of moisture in a plum causes a prune. So, and not all liquids do. Coffee, caffeinated teas, colas, and alcoholic beverages actually dehydrate the body. They're wet, but they're not water. They're anti-water. And we need to maintain a proper fluid balance for the brain and kidneys to function well, to rid the body of waste material and toxins, and to maintain radiant health. Water is basically cheap, safe, and a very effective appetite suppressant. If you drink a big glass on an empty stomach 20 minutes before a meal, and often when we think we're hungry, we're actually thirsty. So get in the habit of carrying water with you wherever you go during the day. Don't be without water. And I always put a cinnamon stick in my water, and one tightly curled stick will last about 2 days. Then it uncurls, and you can transfer it from glass to glass or bottle to bottle. It's a great conversation piece. It gives you that faint cinnamon flavor in your water, and cinnamon is anti-inflammatory. Cinnamon helps balance your blood sugar levels, and it really makes the water taste great.
That's a fabulous idea, because, you know, one of the things I do notice with the water that we drink, obviously, it has no taste, which is kind of nice. In fact, when a taste does show up, then I know it's time to clean the distiller. And it's really fascinating when you're making distilled water, because as you're pouring the water in, it's, you know, you look at it, it's as clean as could be. You can't imagine there's anything in there. However, in Texas, where I live, it's such limestone. There's so much calcium and limestone in the waters that every couple of, I'll say every 3-4 weeks, I have to clean the tank and descale it. There is so much calcium in our water here. And I remember I gave my in-laws a water distiller, and I went up there and we tasted their water, and oh my God, I wanted to throw up. And I went out, and I went out and looked, and they lived in not Amarillo, San Angelo. So if anybody lives in San Angelo, the water there is unbelievably horrible. Susan, I drained their tank, and it was a brown syrup that came out.
Man.
And the aroma, oh my God, horrible. So,
yeah.
So that's why I'm a distilled water advocate. I think everybody should drink distilled water, but that's just, you know, one person's opinion.
Right.
But obviously, lots and lots of water. I love the idea about the cinnamon. Are there any other things? I'm a big mint fan. I drink a lot of mint tea.
Yeah.
Can people make a freshwater mojito without the alcohol, or?
Yeah. You know, it's so interesting you've said that, because there's so many things you can put in water. By the way, you didn't know this, but today, my blog today at SusanSmithJones.com is all about water and how to drink it the right way to help rejuvenate and detoxify your body and why it's so important for you. But every morning I take my purified water and I fill a glass half-gallon pitcher. And like today, it's got sliced ginger and burdock root in it, just because they're good for you. Other days, I might put a sprig of rosemary and some cucumber slices. Another day, it might be strawberry slices and lemon slices. Another day, it might be mint with a cinnamon stick. Usually, there is a cinnamon stick in the half gallon. And then I make sure, and you want to drink about half of your body weight in ounces of water. And, you know, you want to get as close to that as you can. Now, some foods, some like decaffeinated tea and fresh fruit or vegetable juices, they would contribute towards your liquid tally during the day. But remember, anytime you have the coffee, caffeinated teas, colas, and alcohol, that actually will further dehydrate your body. So if you drank coffee all day, you need to drink even more than about 8 glasses of water a day. And remember, our bodies are 70% water. Our cells are as well, and planet Earth is. I don't think that's a coincidence. And you need even more than 8 glasses if it's hot or if you exercise a lot, or like I take an infrared sauna on a regular basis, and so I'll sweat a lot. If you're in a dry climate or atmosphere like an airplane, you definitely need more water. So, and it will just help you sleep better at night if you keep your body hydrated during the day. But don't have a lot of water right before bedtime. For obvious reasons, you'll keep waking up to use the bathroom. And you want to give your kidneys some time to rest as you're sleeping and not filtering everything.
Yeah, that certainly does make a difference, you know, on how much water you consume, especially right before bed. And I tell people also about like watermelon in the season, not to eat that. You know, if you're going to have a piece, have it at dinner. But after that, no watermelon, because it will wake you up and disrupt your sleep.
Oh, melons. Something... By the way, I love melons. They're high in water content and just like organic liquid, and they're so good for your body.
They really are, and obviously loaded with nutrients, and obviously the more organic your food is, the healthier you're going to be. And if you're going to go and buy commercial water and you're not going to do distilled, and you certainly want to avoid tap, look at the waters that are alkaline, more alkaline than anything. And the reason I say that is because the American diet is very acidifying. Meat, fish, fowl, nuts, grain, dairy all make for an acid ash or an acid residue in the bloodstream. And when your body is slightly acidic, it becomes the host for germs, and I'll put that in quotation marks. So you want to get a more alkaline reality, which is why fruits and veggies are so vital. And look at alkaline waters and listen to everything Susan had to say about all of the benefits, including if you're a big coffee drinker, you need a chaser, and the chaser should be water.
That's right. And by the way, that first blog, I write about alkaline water and why you need to keep your body on the alkaline side. Most people have metabolic acidosis and they don't know it.
True. And that's another reason what the beautiful thing about water is, it'll help flush some of those toxins and some of that acidity out of the bloodstream and out of the body. So anyway, we've given you enough information about water that you can make great choices. You've been listening to Susan Smith Jones, and check out her website and her blogs at SusanSmithJones.com. I'm Michael Schwartz. This has been Radio MD. Stay well.